USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Democrats have unveiled a plan to tax billionaires as a way to help pay for President Biden's social spending plan. Senate Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden, the Democrat from Oregon, called the proposal a way to consistently tax billionaires who typically avoid paying annual income taxes. Iran's president said Wednesday that a cyber attack which paralyzed every gas station in Iran was designed to get people angry by creating disorder and disruption, as long lines continued a day after the incident. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack that began Tuesday. The hack rendered useless the government-issued electronic cards that many Iranians use to buy subsidized fuel at the pump. Astronomers have spotted a planet in a star system outside the Milky Way. The discovery, more than 23 million light years from Earth, was reported Monday in the journal Nature Astronomy. This is USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Versana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
As Facebook and other social media giants have been quietly trampling freedom of speech in America, lawmakers are poised to strike back on how companies respond to our children using their sites. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Senate Subcommittee on Consumer Protection, Product Safety, and Data Security held a hearing with executives Tuesday from the top internet platforms to discuss protecting kids against potentially harmful content. Ranking member and Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn raises concerns about the social media platform's data collecting efforts, specifically TikTok, whose parent company is partially owned by China. Government.
I've made no secret about my concerns that TikTok, which is owned by Beijing, owned ByteDance, is paving the way for the Chinese government to gain unfettered access to our children and teens.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As mainstream media in their news programming is ignoring the border crisis this week, they gave 0 minutes of broadcast time to the next surge of immigrants crashing through police lines in Mexico over the weekend. Republican Congressman Ralph Norman from South Carolina has introduced legislation called Stop the Surge Act and would seek to transport illegal immigrants away from Texas to several other states where it says they would be welcomed.
This highlights the crisis that we have on the border. I mean, this president and this administration is admitting probably before the end of the year 1.8 million illegals coming into this country. And so we thought what it was fair to do is to take some of the load off Texas, which I think Governor Abbott has declared 45 cities a disaster city because of the strain that is putting on the health department, the education, the municipalities, the police that have to deal with this flood of people coming in, of illegals. So what we thought was let's put up a bill and let's get instead of in the dead of night not knowing where these illegal immigrants go, let's put them into places that they would be welcome. Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. Nantucket, Massachusetts. The Governor's Island in New York. Palo Alto, California. And it's over 12 ports of entry that they could be processed and would be treated humanely, and the people would know they're coming in. And I think it's a great sign. It's a great welcoming since they're coming in anyway. And these 12 cities that would house these people could get a front row view.
My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.